number 13196, Canal Corcoran LLC, seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare facility. Section 11582 and 11580C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located to the southeast side of Country Club Road. The 911 address is 36944 Country Club Road in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 334, Map 19, Parcel 163. We have 6 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 2 mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Good evening. Ring Lerner, 1 Park Avenue, Milford, Delaware, 19963.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, members of the board. As mentioned, my name is Ring Lardner. I'm a professional engineer with the firm Davis, Bone & Friedel. Tonight, we are here seeking your approval for a special use exception to allow day nursery / childcare center on property owned by Canal Corcoran LLC, and it's currently used as the Jungle Gyms. This property more than likely doesn't need an introduction, but just because, for the record, it is located east of Country Club Drive, south of Coastal Highway, behind some commercial uses there on Coastal Highway, and across the street from the Wawa. The property is located within an investment level 1 area per the 2025 state strategy map. It is listed as Coastal Highway and the Sussex County 24 future land use map, and is currently zoned C1 general commercial, which happens to be a closed district with today's code. There are no environmental concerns such as wetlands, floodplains, wetland protection areas, or excellent recharge areas on the site. Trying. So the property you see says site listed there in yellow. So a quick walk around of the site. Starting in the northwest corner, it's adjacent to the Applied Bank, Caldwell Bankers, Eden Restaurant, the Rehoboth Latino Market, and Williams Insurance. Then you hang a right, and then you'll see Rehoboth Beach Gardens, Sanibel Village, then it turns again, and then you have the Keys of Marsh Harbor. Across the street on Country Club Drive, you have the Park and Ride, the former Bed Bath & Beyond, and the Wawa brings you back to your point of beginning. So you can see the property surrounded by both residential and commercial. The day nursery child care center will be located in a modular classroom that will be connected to both central water and public sewer, and we'll also have sprinklers for the building. The building is located adjacent to an existing building. It's approximately 130 linear feet from the nearest property line. The structure is about 200 linear feet from the nearest residential building within Rehoboth Beach Gardens. It's about 230 linear feet from the nearest residential building within Sanibel Village. The day nursery child care center is needed, as evident by the numerous letters of support that was introduced at the beginning of the application. The facility will operate Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and for children ages 1 to 6. I would somewhat argue that it's an ancillary use to the Jungle Gyms operation, but it is used for the child care center for working parents in that area, as demonstrated by the evidence. In the record, the proposed use will not substantially adversely affect the adjacent uses or neighboring property. There are no other special requirements for this special use exception. And with that, this concludes my presentation here to answer any questions you have of us.
So this facility is going to be provided for the employees of Jungle Gyms, what I understand?
Employees and surrounding residents. No, you're going to for support and explain what. Oh, wait.
They can come,
the applicant. Can she testify now?
Okay. Testify.
Anybody there can testify.
A different. I'm learning so much.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Carrie Lingo, 97 Tidewaters Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I'm just his backup. The potential students that will attend, all of the parents are working in Sussex County. Some of them are here.
Is there already a building on the property that you're going to use, or are you building something new?
No, sir. We're going to use a company called Fox, B-O-X-X-X, and with Rings Guidance have designed the building to adhere to the Department of Education from Delaware, and as they instructed us, do everything the fire marshal says.
Can you show us exactly where the placement of the...
Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna make you dizzy, sorry. So that's exactly where it's located at. So that's the existing structure, the parking lot, and just to the north was the pole barn. And then north of that is when you get to the Caldwell Bankers and the adjacent uses we were talking about. So it's kind of set midway back within the property.
Is that connected all to Jungle Gym's parking?
Yes.
I'm sure you have already thought of this, but has there been any thought of, in the summertime, a parent's coming to pick up a child, and that parking lot can get busy. Is there, like, things that are being put in place to, for safety?
I'm the trash girl at Jungle Gym, so I can tell you how the traffic flows in the summer, along with my cousin. The parking lot to the right is actually separated a little bit by the batting cages that are up in the top left, and so... The patrons actually don't usually park in that back. They pull in and park at the front. And so that's actually a very private drop and pickup area.
Okay.
Kind of separated.
From the aerial photo that we have here, it appears there's a building already sitting in that location.
The yellow building is what is not there that will be built. The building that is in existence is actually a storage garage that is on the back left.
Make sure I'm in the right spot on page 92.
And how many children will you be providing care for?
That is actually going to fluctuate based off of the numbers. Right now we anticipate about 20. Sorry if I'm interrupting. And then it's a very strict guideline with how many teachers you have per child, so it'll depend on
this photo right here.
This is just to clarify, this is just to give them the right to do it, that it's
special exemption.
A special use exemption.
Yeah, the standard here affect, is
yes.
Substantial adversely affect
neighbors. So, Mr. McClure, to answer your question, yes, there was a building there. It's been removed. That building's
okay.
No longer there.
All right. So I'm not seeing.
You're not losing it.
Okay.
You're correct. Yes, sir.
All right. I just want to make sure I understood kind of in proximity.
It's going to the same place, same theory. It's just that structure is no longer there. That's been removed.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I would ask, though.
Yeah. Question. Can this go on in perpetuity for the length of time, or do we have to put a...
No, it could be perpetuity, or you could put a limitation on it if you wanted to put a condition. I know that we don't typically see temporal conditions on daycares, though.
Thank you.
And for Ms. Linga, you were mentioning something about the number of children. I didn't catch that. There was some discussion on this.
I was asking about the number of children. So it's a very strict number per child with the Department of Education. And so that will actually be restricted by our square footage. And then that's where we'll do the math for, say, we'll have 3 teachers for 6 children. And then that's how we'll adjust it accordingly. But we'll be restricted by the square footage of the actual building coming in.
Yeah, I know at that age there's more the teacher to student ratio is greater than it would be
yes, sir.
Kids age. So.
Yep, you have to have one teacher per 6 kids. And then also, believe it or not, you need a little sick center in case someone's not feeling well, all kinds of stuff that goes along with it. We have a beautiful consultant from the Department of Education named Jennifer Clement helping us with that. She helped the Children's Beach House.
And just for the record, I imagine that there are safety precautions around Jungle Gym. So, like, I know it's a far walk, but, kids will find a way. So kids can't get in, you know, there's no way, like, fencing, all the safety precautions.
So Jungle Gym's is required to be fenced in,
sure.
And this is separate from the actual water park.
Right.
But we will be required to have a fence around the building as well.
Okay.
And we'll make it plenty high enough because... You all know with children, they will still climb.
Is there a play area? I didn't to see that on the site?
Thank you for asking, sir. I have no intent to do a play area. If you read the rules about a playground, it is intense. Thank you for asking. We do have a large field in the back where the children can play, but that will be fenced in as well. But no intent of any slides or anything like that.
It's, okay.
I'm letting Community Bank take over that new playground.
Other questions from the board?
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13196? There three?
Yeah.
Okay. We have three. Would any of you like to speak or just to hear in favor?
State your name and address for the record, please.
Sure. Merritt Cooch, 19 Fairway Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I am a working parent in Sussex County. I've had two young children, 4 and 2, and I think a lot of parents in Sussex County are frustrated, and it is hard to find adequate care. And we want to find that care to be able to be working, contributing members of Sussex County. It's hard when you're pregnant, you're told to get on a wait list before you even, you know, the very beginning of your pregnancy. So it's scary, it's stressful for parents, and I think anything that can help in our area especially is really, really needed. So that's it.
Thank you. Anyone else? Just in favor? Okay. Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13196? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion. I move that we approve case number 13196 for Canal Corcoran LLC for the requested special use exemption pending a final written decision based upon the record made during this public hearing, because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Lovingood?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13196 has been approved. Good evening. Motion to adjourn. Any additional business?
Second.
Adjourn.
Adjourn?
Second.
Third?
Fourth.